Vaheguru Ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru Ji ki fateh.
Sai Angur Prasad. pode. Pai Gu, Pai Gu. Ah.
Is that you have an opportunity to hear your own voice singing God's praises. You know, the most healing thing for any of us in this lifetime is to listen deeply to our own voice chanting God's name. It's not listening to somebody else's voice. I mean, that is nice. But hearing your own voice singing the Lord's praises with utter devotion can heal you of all past, present, future ailments. So we invite you to have that ecstatic experience of hearing your own voice chanting the Lord's praises. This is a poti from Jeffrey Saab, and then there's a beautiful chorus where we all chant together, Har Har Waheguru, Har Har Waheguru. You won't need any more psychiatrists, no more psychologists, because this is the most healing. My father is Russian Jewish, my mother is Irish Catholic. This is the glorious thing that happens when you mix a Jew with a Catholic. And it was the greatest gift for me as a human being to have been inspired and led to the Guru's feet as a young man of 21, because I had no peace before then. And then singing the holy Naam as taught by Guru Nanak through Guru Gobind Singh has brought me and my generations great joy. Guruji.
Hare 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 Hare
The greatest gift the Creator gave us. And you know, I hear sometimes people come to me, oh, my favorite ragi is this, my favorite ragi is that, and my favorite ragi is this. You're going to have the most ecstatic experience with somebody who sings totally off key, with somebody who misses notes. If you chant the Lord's name with the love in your heart, what matters who's sitting up here? It means nothing. You can sit, you have a sacred space in your home. You can, we can sit there with no CD, nothing, and sing Waheguru from the most innermost place where Gurudev lives, and have the most ecstatic experience. And then you become the forklift. Because after we do that, you go out into the world and people are even touched by your aura. They have no idea what hit them. They feel so wonderful. This mantra was given to me by Sri Singh Sai Bai Sabhar Bhajan Singh Khalsa Yogi Ji as a young man of 23. He said I should sing this every day the rest of my life. And I was in a desperate state. And he told me the story of Guru Ram Das, how he disguised himself at night. Even though he was the spiritual leader of a great nation of people, he disguised himself at night and he went anonymously, did the most challenging seva. Because isn't that the most beautiful seva? The seva that no one knows about, that we don't need a pat on the back for. Even when we do seva, it's interesting that we want recognition. But the best recognition is your own soul saying, good job, great job. When you need a pat on the back, that's that ego voice, you know. We have a committee, 12, 13 voices, but one is the most beautiful. And that great Gurudev that lived inside each of our 10 gurus and lives in the Siddhi Guru Granth Sahib lives in each of our hearts as well. So Yogi Ji, we affectionately called him because he taught us yoga as well. Taught us this mantra to invoke that consciousness that flowed through Guru Ram Das Ji when he lived, the consciousness of humility, the consciousness of doing the most challenging seva without any need for recognition. So the mantra is Guru Guru Wahi Guru, Guru Ram Das Guru. The string instrument needs tuning. The harmonium is kind of nice, you know. So let's sing it together, and let's start by hearing your own voice and loving your own voice. Many of us had the challenge that at a young age, somebody told us we couldn't sing and we believed it. There is no right pitch, there is no wrong pitch, there is your pitch. And it's perfect. It's perfect pitch. And then once you've hearing your own voice and loving your own voice, then listen to the voice of all of us together. And this is how we join our hearts as a satsangat, is through our voices, and we become one voice.
Das Guru.
Thank you. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.